Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Tatiana, first, thank you very much for this interview. And for folks who are listening to this whole interview, if I sound a little bit out of breath, I have been running around all day because it's TIFF. But also happy to be talking to you because the last time you and I spoke was in Toronto when you released your first album. Long, long ago. And I remember one of the things that I said was, it's hard for me and I guess your fans to see you growing up. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, we see you as a little cousin, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that little girl who even her parents in the show didn't want to see her growing up. And then here you are, beautiful young actress, doing a great movie. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. It's actually kind of nice that people remember me from Fresh Prince. It is really nice. But at the same time, if there's any struggle, it's to not just get parts, you know, that not even different, but not just to get parts, but also to have the audience believe that I'm now playing a different character.
And I think you have pulled this off with this particular film. Before we start talking about what it's about, I want to go into the intensity that you went into this, because this really, you brought out a lot of emotion in your role. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, the script is beautiful. And Marva is written by Jen Holness and Sud Sutherland, the filmmaker. She's written as a absolutely multidimensional person, as a human, and that's rare to come across. But in terms of the emotion, it's such an important story, and she's such a beautiful character and so flawed that I just did my homework. Like, I worked really hard and long and before the filming process to create a life for her.
When we let's talk about this film and what it's about, because it's part of Canadian history I forgot about completely. So talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, it's actually still going on now. And what happens in the story follows three individuals who get deported to Jamaica. They commit crimes, some small, some larger. And they were brought to the UK, Toronto, and US, respectively, between the three characters, when they were really young, toddlers, babies. And they commit these crimes, and they're deported back. And it happens to people. It's prevalent. It's happening all the time. It's still happening. Those are the policies in place. And when they get back home to Jamaica, which is no longer their home, because for all intents and purposes, they're American, they're Canadian, they're English, they're there without a social net. They're treated as pariahs in Jamaica, within the community. And it often leads to crime, it leads to homelessness, and a lot of people die.
But the thing is, though, for these characters, because they were street smart where they grew up, they weren't street smart where they got deported. And that's why I love, basically, the whole line is, how would you survive? I think it's perfect for this.
Yeah, some of the characters are street smart. Some of them aren't. Marva, my character, for example, is actually very naive. And the crime she commits is unknowingly. She ends up being a mule. She has a romantic relationship with someone, and he puts stuff in her suitcase. She goes across the border. She gets arrested, and her two small children have to remain in Canada, and she is sent back to Jamaica. And so her whole fight is to get her children back. But and actually the character who is street smart, played by Lyric Bent, he goes from a life of crime in New York to Jamaica, falls into that same pattern, and he probably is able to survive a little bit better than the other characters in the story. It's a real interesting look that Suds and Jen have put together, because they try to show all facets, a really fair view of what it's like, and the guilt, you know, of the characters, the flaws of the characters, but just what it's like to be a stranger in a strange land, because that's really what's happening to all of them.
With this movie, what do you think the importance of it is? I know it, you know, the line is about surviving, but I was thinking to myself, if I was somebody who could be in that position, I'm not, but if I could be and I saw this film, I'd be scared to death.
Right.
You know, just thinking that if I crossed the road the wrong way and if I ended up getting deported. I've actually known somebody who was in the media who just recently got deported. It wasn't Jamaica, but somewhere else. Mm-hmm. What do you think the importance is? Is it sort of like a warning or just basically talking about what is going on now?
I think it's for everybody. And I think it's also about policy and about, it's about immigration. It's about where humanity and paperwork meet. And I think a lot of the times we, you know, we look at the news and we talk about these immigrants, and it's happening in the U.S. too, predominantly with Mexican-Americans. We're talking about deporting people from the United States to Mexico without crime. You don't even have to commit a crime. You're out. This film puts human emotion and human faces on those stories, and it's barbaric to rip families apart. You know, you talk about the idea of free trade. We talk about free trade. We talk about free markets. If things can move across borders, I think people should be able to also.
I agree. Now, when we talked about you growing up on TV, I watched a young lady grow up from the beginning of her career, Fifi Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've interviewed her 1,000 times. In fact, yes. I remember her talking about how she used to be picked on in school, and I literally said, I literally stopped the interview and said, I want to go to your school, and I want to go find these people. That's how tight we've been. What was it like working with her?
She's fantastic, and this was Fifi's first film, and she is just effortlessly beautiful and grounded in the part. And I actually, I just personally, I like her as a friend. Like, she's an incredible young woman, very strong, and a really great actress. Like, even just naturally out of the gate, she's got a lot of weight to her.
Oh no, and I like I said, I love her to death. Also, Canadian actually directing this whole film.
Yes, Canadian director Suds Sutherland, the writer producer Jen Holness, his wife, Canadian crew, cast, and the funny thing is there are a lot of accents in this film. My character, you know, learns how to speak with a Jamaican accent. Well, I remember talking to Suds while I was in LA. We're on the phone, and I said, "Okay, so, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I got to get, you know, Jamaican accent. I got to get the Canadian accent." He said, "Oh, no, don't worry about that. There's no accent there. It's fine." I get to set, and I'm working with this crew from Toronto, and I'm like, "You know what, Suds? You all have accents."
Yeah, he should have warned you about that.
We ended up fixing it. He's like, "Really? You guys don't think you have accents, but you do. And they're really cute. I mean, they're nice accents, but I had to learn that one too."
Well, look, I think you did a wonderful performance in this, and I'm looking for more great roles for you. And hopefully another album in the future, maybe?
I am working on music now, and there's some nice things are happening in the studio. So hopefully, yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.